Do you remember the Rainbow family?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh yeah.
Do you remember when? Well, I was a Rainbow member, and
they still exist.
They're still around. Yeah.
Oh, I know. They're out west.
Well, they're all over in the national park.
Depends on where the gathering is.
Right.
They crashed the land trust.
They
had come through
Florida a lot for meetings.
Yeah. And when they pass through, they stop over at the land trust and let them camp there.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Park vans and stuff.
They're out in Eugene. There's a big contingent of them in Eugene, Oregon. That's how I know about being out west.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I was one of the, you know, it was like a, I was one of the cadre of people who went out on the street and sold dope and brought the money back. You know, to the Rainbow family, and kind of did that sort of thing. You know, and then we bought a school bus.
What year was that?
69, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. We bought a school bus from it was a big one, and it had been all fitted out by this string band from North Carolina. It had riding seats in it, and then bunks, and in the back it had a kitchen, you know, that turned into beds and stuff. We bought this huge bus, and went on an adventure. And we went to New York, and we went to Boston, and we got to Boston, and this was hilarious. We got there, and somebody in the bus knew somebody who lived in this compound in the middle of Boston that was owned by the Lodge family. You know, the cabinets only speak to the lodges, and the lodges only speak to God. Those guys, there are these three mansions on this big, huge piece of property, all fenced in, giant mansions with college students in it. They just rented it out to kids, you know, and they let us pull our school bus up on the lawn and put down a Persian carpet and a parachute and start selling dope. Selling LSD.
These kids got the money.
it was like a 2-week party, and all of a sudden, the cops show up, you know, and start busting everybody in sight, and they find our stash of paper acid, you know, that where you take the watercolor paper and you draw squares on it, and then you drop hits of acid that's mixed with I think it was 151 rum or golden grain alcohol or whatever it was. You take a gram of acid, pour it into a certain counted amount of liquor.
That's where the dosage gets really iffy.
It does, but exactly. And if you do it right, if you shake it up and make sure everything's right, and then you drop. So we had, and they found our stash, and the cops were in the bus, you know, we were all kind of like hanging around with handcuffs on, and they kept pulling these big old watercolor sheets out with dots on them. And they filled the riding compartment of the bus with these things. They were just everywhere, like a sea of them. And then they found 7 fluid ounces of the stuff because we hadn't finished. And they took it to the lab, and the lab said that it was 7 fluid ounces of pure LSD. And it was just, everybody just freaked out. They thought it was the biggest LSD bus ever in the history of the world. And they put them in time. Put the cops in front of the bus, and had all this acid spread out on the ground in front of it, and they were hunkered down like they were safari guys, you know. They shot this giant bus, and it was in Time magazine.
It was in Time. What year was that?
69, I guess, maybe.
About what time of year?
Summertime.
I'll find that picture.
Summertime.
You still have all of yours?
No, but I look at them online somewhere. Somewhere that picture exists.
Yeah. Oh yeah.